One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, let's set the scene, okay? Imagine this. You're in DC, right? Just a stone's throw from the White House. You turn a corner and bam, you're face to face with the Hay Adams Hotel. It's this grand, imposing place, oozing history and luxury.
Oh, yeah, it's dripping with it.
But here's the thing. It's also got a bit of a reputation, you know?
A bit. They say it's one of the most haunted spots in the whole city.
Yeah, that's what we're diving into today. The Hay Adams Hotel, all its history, all its mystery. We're talking eyewitness accounts, historical records. We're going deep.
Deep into the deep dive.
Okay, so to really get this, we got to go back in time a bit, right? Before the hotel was even a twinkle in an architect's eye.
Way back. Like, picture the late 1800s, the Gilded Age, this plot of land where the hotel stands now. This was prime real estate.
Prime how?
We're talking homes of some serious heavy hitters. John Hay, Secretary of State, Henry Adams, the historian from that Adams family.
Okay, so not just some random fancy people. These were like the VIPs of their day.
Exactly. Imagine the salons, the intellectual discussions, future presidents just hanging out in the drawing room. It was a hub of thought, of influence.
I bet those walls could tell some stories. Speaking of stories, didn't something tragic happen here too? Something to do with Henry Adams's wife, Clover.
Ah, Clover Adams. A fascinating woman, really. A talented photographer, a prominent socialite. But yeah, her story has this really sad chapter. See, historical accounts suggest that she really struggled with depression.
And back then, mental health wasn't exactly a dinner table conversation, was it?
Exactly. And tragically, in 1885, Clover took her own life. It was a devastating event, cast a long shadow over this whole location.
So we've got these incredible figures, this air of tragedy. But how does it all connect to the hotel itself? Did it all go down in the same building?
Not quite. The Hay Adams Hotel, as we know it today, that was built later in 1927. But, and here's the key, they built it right on the very same spot where John Hay and Henry Adams' homes once stood.
Talk about layers of history, right? So they build this grand hotel, Italian Renaissance style, all these fancy flourishes, and it's attracting Washington's elite, just like those houses before it. But it's like built on this foundation of sorrow, you know?
You could definitely say that. And wouldn't you know it, almost as soon as the doors open, the whispers start.
Mm-hmm.
Guests on the fourth floor specifically start reporting these strange occurrences, often centered around, well, the feeling of a woman's presence.
Hold on, back up a sec. Why the fourth floor specifically? What's significant about that?
Good question. We'll dig into that more later. But it's worth thinking about the layout of those original homes. Where might a tragedy like Clover's have occurred? See, in these older homes, the fourth floor often corresponds to, say, attics, nurseries, spaces that tend to hold a certain kind of vulnerability, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah, you're giving me goosebumps now. So yeah. We've got intellectual giants, a devastating tragedy, and now whispers of lingering presence, especially on the fourth floor. It gets weirder from here, doesn't it? So we've got this hotel, right? Dripping with history, whispers of Clover Adams, maybe hanging out on the fourth floor. Surely it can't be all weeping and mysterious ladies in old-timey dresses.
Oh, you know it's got to be juicier than that. Think classic haunted house vibes, things moving on their own, lights deciding to have a disco party, those icy cold spots that make you shiver even when it's 80 degrees out. And get this, it's not just guests who report this stuff. We're talking staff, housekeepers, even the maintenance guys. Decades of these stories.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. That's the good stuff. But that's also where I always get stuck, you know? Like, is it really spooky stuff or are people just letting their imaginations run a bit wild because, hey, fancy hotel, gotta have a ghost story, right?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's this other layer to it that I find super intriguing. We're not just talking about spooky stories whispered in the dark, passed down from one bellhop to another. There have actually been, like, real attempts to document this stuff at the Hay Adams. And not with just, like, some dude with a flashlight and a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking actual tech.
Oh, you're going full ghost hunters on me. EVP recorders, infrared cameras, the whole nine yards. Okay, spill it. Did they find anything? I'm always a bit skeptical, you know. I gotta see it to believe it kind of guy.
I get you. But that's the beauty of it, right? That is it real feeling you get watching those shows. You're ready to debunk it all, and then they catch a voice on the recorder. I'm talking clear as day. Like this one account I saw, investigators are in the hallway, fourth floor, naturally, no one else around, and on the recording, just this whisper, I'm here. Okay, you know what? Goosebumps. Mm-hmm. But also, like, couldn't it have been anything? Like an old pipe, a draft? Those old buildings just have creaky bones, right?
Exactly. That's the thing about this kind of evidence. It's all up for interpretation. A ghostly whisper to one person might be the sound of the AC kicking onto someone else. That's the mystery, right?
So how do we make sense of it all? Is there a way to know for sure if it's Clover Adams or if there's something else going on? It's like trying to put together a puzzle, but half the pieces are missing. Eerie sounds, shadows, maybe even voices. But then there's that other part of you that's thinking, or maybe it's just an old building with some good stories, right?
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? That what if? That's what keeps it interesting.
I mean, if we knew for sure, it wouldn't be as fun, right?
Right. It makes you wonder, though, what if it's not just about, like, traditional hauntings? What if it's about how our minds experience these places, you know? Places soaked in so much history, so much emotion.
Okay, now you're going to have to explain that one.
Think about it. The Hay Adams. It's seen it all, right? Political dramas, personal victories, love, loss, tragedy. It all happened there. Those events, they leave a mark. Not just on the building itself, but almost on the atmosphere.
So you're saying that energy, that history, it can almost like heighten our senses.
Yep.
Make us more likely to see or hear things just because we're expecting something extraordinary.
Exactly. And then throw in the power of suggestion. All the stories we've heard about the Hay Adams, it's no wonder people's imaginations start to run wild.
So are we saying that it's not Clover Adams then? That she's not actually there?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But maybe. Maybe it's less about a traditional haunting and more like an echo.
An echo.
Yeah, like an echo of what happened there. Her sorrow, the tragedy of it all. Maybe it's just imprinted on the place. And maybe those echoes, they're what people are picking up on, especially if they're already expecting it.
An echo of emotion. Wow. Okay. You know, even for a skeptic, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Right.
So to all our listeners out there, if you ever find yourself in D.C., maybe swing by the Hay Adams. Book yourself a room on the fourth floor. See what you experience.
Just if you hear crying in the hallway, could be the pipes. Or maybe.
Maybe not. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of the Hay Adams. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on the next Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.